Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. Thanks for downloading us or listening to us live or however the fuck you're listening to us. We appreciate it. Join us on our social media during the show at Crab Diving on the Twitter is the one we check while we're live. We also have Facebook and Instagram. And we kind of suck at occasionally. Occasionally we suck at answering messages.
Yeah.
On things. Sorry.
Right.
We got jobs and shit.
Yeah. We have to. This the secretary is getting executed.
And the intern sucks.
Don't you?
Right.
Right, Toby.
Yeah, she's.
What do you want?
She wants, I don't want to teach her that. I don't want to teach her speak. That's the worst thing that could happen.
Do you need to? I mean, she knows.
True. Thanks for also buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link, every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission, and it doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here at Crab Diving Studios. The dog is making really funny plaintive noises. I should get some kind of a... like a hand mic or something, and
she doesn't have hands.
The Shelby mic.
Oh, you would hold it, not her.
Yeah. Or put a GoPro on her. thanks for joining us, everybody. It's Wednesday, hump day.
Yay.
Hot as fuck day.
God, it's so hot.
Ain't nothing here compared to, I guess, what's going on in other parts of the nation. Texas,
yeah.
115.
Yeah, that's
in Texas. 115.
I mean, you know, isn't our politics going to sort of be about like not burning to death on this dumb planet soon and staying cool?
Yeah, well, it already kind of is. All right.
I mean,
listen,
you know, and people's AC bills. Quiet. I mean, quiet. You know, the cost of air conditioning is only going to go up as we, you know, ride this shit out, I guess.
And well, yeah, that's why everybody should be getting solar, especially in this state.
Why would you, how would you have, you know, people that have kids right now, it's like, you're going to have children, you're going to give birth to them on a planet that is dying.
Well, you know, not our problem.
Yeah, it's not my problem. Have fun, kid.
Yeah, good luck, kids. My 401k was great while I was alive, and here you go, kids. Here's a shitty, shitty polluted planet that's on fire.
You can go to the moon, can't you?
Oh, yeah, Mars.
No,
it's a little chillier there, I understand.
We are not getting to Mars.
Of course we're getting to Mars.
That's fucking hilarious.
Why wouldn't we get to Mars?
That we can't do it.
Are you forbidding it?
No,
are you putting your foot down?
No. I think we're too stupid.
Of course, we're getting
movies in Hollywood has made us feel that we can actually get to Mars, but the people
we can get to Mars
in charge of getting us to Mars.
I saw Matt Damon there.
Morons. Well, yeah.
No, I think we could absolutely get to Mars. We got to the moon, allegedly.
Moon's closer.
A lot closer.
People are gonna fucking. There's no way. Like your first mission to Mars is going to be, geez, you're going to, I mean, so many things can go wrong.
Well, sure.
How long is it to the moon? What does it say on MapQuest or MapQuest?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, 10, 15 minutes.
I mean, it's a Mars. You got to go into hypersleep.
No, you don't. It's months.
Oh, okay. What movies months. Have you seen? See, we don't have any
it's
knowledge.
It's months. What movies have you seen? It's months to get there. Not
months.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Months, dude.
Months
in
to
a
years.
Spaceship.
It's not. Well, yeah.
Every second of every moment when I'm on a spaceship, I would be thinking,
"We've
this.
Had a
oh fuck,
we've had a space station up there for a while." Now, granted,
it just goes
occasionally. It had some issues
around
that the shuttle had to fix, but. You know, they make them better.
We're 2 months out. We're 2 months away from Mars, and we just realized we made an incorrect turn back at that asteroid. And now we got a correct course.
Several months.
And we don't have enough food to get back to Earth or get to Mars, which has no food. It's just Mars. You can get all the way to Mars. So we're like, oh, my God, we made it all the way through space. Oh, my God, this place sucks. The climate here is horrible.
Right.
I mean, it's uncomfortable outside. Right now. But if you're mowing your grass in Mars...
Somewhere between 128 to 333 days with our current...
I love that range. You don't know...
It depends on when it launches and how the planets are lined up.
Yeah. What do you... Astrology? What do you mean?
Astronomy. And astrology, if you're a stubborn Taurus.
God, I don't know. I think it'd be safer to be on a boat. Space, fuck that, dude. Oh, jeez.
In fact, the headline at the Drudge Report says, heat is on.
God.
It's on the street.
Send Glenn Frey a check.
Appropriately named.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. The heat is...
Interestingly, they linked to a Daily Mail article.
Right. About the climate?
Yeah. What is this? Moment Arizona UPS driver collapses. No, this is the Daily Mail, so
right.
Be prepared for a paragraph of a headline. Moment Arizona UPS driver collapses on doorstep while delivering package as searing weather continues to ravage much of U.S. Heat-related deaths in Phoenix area have quadrupled in 3 years due to rising temperatures.
Damn!
That's the headline.
Now,
the Daily Mail.
Right. Now... Can I get a vaccine for heat exhaustion?
Oh, God, he really passes out. That's kind of sad.
Jeez. What was in the package?
I don't think we have that information. Tube he salts. did set it down before he fell over, so fortunately, I don't think
it was dug
under
hills
to their whatever the hell they fucking ordered from Amazon.
I passed out in heat exhaustion.
Oh, maybe it was from crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Delivering dug under hills some vibrators.
Yeah.
Man.
The headline says those are the headlines over at the Drudge, 115 in Texas.
God damn.
Unforgiving heat brings highest temps of the year to South Central. Oh, God, that's her tail. I keep scratching my leg. I'm like, what the fuck is crawling up my leg?
I'm trying to think
it's
of
that. It's a dog's tail.
Right.
Unforgiving heat brings highest temps of the year to South Central U.S.
Ooh.
A blistering high temperature of 115 on Tuesday had one Texas city almost as hot as Death Valley. Meanwhile, to the north in Oklahoma, one spot's all-time high temperature for the month of July was shattered.
You know, I don't know how we're going to survive the heat. In Oklahoma, I don't think you're even allowed to give anyone an abortion, even if it's medically necessary. We're not surviving anything.
And in Texas, they're saying, you know, if you could keep the air conditioning down, that'd be really cool.
What is pro-life?
Because freedom. Because freedom. So we have the shittiest electrical grid, and we won't make deals with other states to help back us up when we're in trouble. So, but that's freedom, y'all.
Hey, are there any evangelicals that want to go to Mars? Because God's not in charge there.
Why do you want to do... That's what happened here. Those fucking Puritans came over here.
I know.
Because nobody wanted them there.
But if you're going to Mars and you're religious, are you going to pray? Before you go on the journey.
Where were the witch trials? Here.
They were here.
In the 16 fucking hundreds.
It's just, this whole, this pro-life movement makes me laugh because there's nothing pro-life in the news right now. Like, this planet is not being pro-life. It's not very pro-life in Arizona if people are just dropping dead from the fucking heat.
I saw a picture on Twitter of someone out in I think it was Arizona or something, and it was like, went out to check the weed plant, and they've got like a planter.
Yes. Thank you.
They've got a planter, and sitting next to the planter, coiled up, was a sand and white colored snake.
Pow, pow, pow.
And when you zoom in, you see that it has that triangular kind of head.
Fucking everybody, kill that motherfucker.
Everybody proclaimed it a copperhead rattler.
Two in the head, one in the chest. Copperhead rattler?
I guess.
That doesn't exist. Wait. That's bullshit. Fuck off. I know about poisonous snakes.
Copperhead rattlesnake.
Oh, that's horrible, dude.
What do you mean you don't know
those
about
are the
that?
Worst snakes. I hate copperheads. Like, if you grow up in the South, those are like, they're evil looking. I mean, they're just so scary and horrible.
Oh, it's not a rattlesnake. It's just a copperhead.
But it's
highly venomous.
Why is it? It's a copperhead in Arizona. Oh God, I hate those fucking things. Oh God, jeez, man. That's the good news. So how many?
While both copperheads and rattlesnakes are venomous and best avoided. You may be wondering what the differences are.
Best avoided. Yeah, no, go flirt with it, you dumb fuck. Well,
copperheads are 2 to 4 feet long. Rattlers are 1 to 8 feet long.
Bleh, bleh.
Copperhead, lightly colored in shades of tan and blush.
What?
Hourglass-shaped pattern on their body, which is always darker. Young copperheads have green tails.
Bullshit. Bullshit, bullshit. Cottonmouths, they're darker colored too.
Rattlesnake.
What is this shit?
No, copperhead.
No. Copperhead, cottonmouth, similar.
So different.
Copperhead, water moccasin, cottonmouth are similar snakes. Are they? I think so.
Rattlesnake. Copperhead. Color varies on habitat, triangular head and vertical pupils, raised scales and diamond patterned body.
Pow, pow, name's pow, pow.
Snake rattle on the end of its tail. Are you shooting me or the snake?
No, I just wonder where the gunshots are.
Location and habitat. North and Central America. Mountains, woods, populated areas. Populated areas.
Covering fire. For covering the copperhead. Fire.
Rattlesnake. North Central South America. Mountains, deserts, grassy areas. So, you know, got everywhere.
Calling in an airstrike.
Copperhead avoids people and has far less potent venom compared to rattlesnakes. Shakes its tail and freezes in place when threatened. Oh, that's why people think it's a rattler.
Yeah. God.
Rattlesnake, yeah. Extremely potent bite for humans.
No shit.
But prefers to be left alone.
No, rattles who gives a fuck?
Its tail to ward off predators. Changes the time of day it hunts based on the season.
How do they know? How does this scientist know this shit? You fall around a snake? You gonna hunt yet? It's not two.
Copperheads eat insects, lizards, mice, voles, shrews, snakes, chipmunks, bats, carrion, sloths, orangutans.
I can't think of anything. I would rather deal with any of those things than a copperhead any day of the week.
Rattlesnakes, rats, mice, lizards, rats, and frogs.
You know what's fucked up is that...
I said rats twice.
Right.
They wrote rats twice.
They will bite humans... But then they don't eat them. Is it for sport? You're not eating
us. No, it's get the fuck away from me.
Oh, it's just for fun. Oh, I see.
No, it's standing their ground. Or they don't really stand. Do they? Lying on their ground.
That's what they want you to think. That you're scaring them. They're not. They like it. They love it. Bite you. Want you all fucking spaz out and shit.
The HuffPo. I had a physical reaction to this picture.
Yeah. Is Steve Bannon?
No, but up in that in that genre. I don't know, is he like shaving his head now or something? Rudy Giuliani, Rudy Caludi, as some like to refer to him as. A picture of him in an ill-fitting oversized suit that says Rudy ordered to testify in Georgia election probe.
Yay! Damn, Rudy. What about privilege?
I don't know how he could. He was Trump's lawyer, like personal lawyer. He had no official.
Well, he's his lawyer, right?
Government title.
Well, you can't talk about Trump because that's his client.
But he has to if anything they talked about could have been involved in the commission of a crime.
Oh yeah, So that's the. What else would they talk
I would ask
about?
I was just going to say, I would ask Rudy, what else did you guys talk about? Let's make it an easier, a quicker. Deposition.
What is he? I can't imagine what he talks about with anyone that's not crime related.
A judge in New York has ordered Rudy Giuliani to appear next month before a special grand jury in Atlanta that is investigating whether former President Donald Trump and others illegally tried to interfere in the 2020 general election in Georgia. New York Supreme Court Justice Thomas Farber on July 13th issued an order directing Giuliani, a Trump lawyer and former New York City mayor, to appear before the special grand jury on August 9th and on any other dates ordered by the court in Atlanta.
Right.
Yeah, these guys, they think they can be just Lindsay is still trying to fight it. And people are like, nuh-uh, Lindsay. You've been ordered by a court, by a grand jury.
And it's not just bullshit Congress where you can sit there and not do anything, where no one can come make you do anything. It's an actual court, and they will come get you.
It's criminal grand jury.
And drag. Won't they just drag your ass in
there? I hope so. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis began her investigation early last year, and a special grand jury with subpoena power was seated in May at her request. In a letter requesting the special grand jury, she said her team was looking into, quote, any coordinated attempts to unlawfully alter the outcome of the 2020 elections in this state.
Yeah, who's sending people letters with all this? Is they really just sending people letters? They don't email motherfuckers?
Well, they have to send official...
Right. Yeah.
Earlier this month, she filed petitions to compel 7 Trump associates, including Giuliani and U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham, to testify. Because they don't live in Georgia, she had to use a process that involves getting a judge in the state where they live to order them to appear.
Oh, my God. Figure it the fuck out. You know, the thing about the Republicans is since 1973, they have systematically, meticulously worked to get rid of Roe. So we can figure out how to get Rudy Giuliani to come to court in Atlanta, can't we?
One would hope.
Jeez,
yeah.
Fucking Christ.
In a petition for Giuliani's testimony, Willis identified him as both attorney, personal attorney for Trump and lead attorney for his campaign. As part of those efforts, she wrote, he and others presented a Georgia State Senate subcommittee with a video recording of election workers that Giuliani alleged show them producing suitcases of unlawful ballots from unknown sources. Outside the view of election poll watchers, within 24 hours of this hearing, Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger's office had debunked the video, said that they found no voter fraud had taken place at that site.
You know what? You know what I don't understand? Who the fuck, who arrested Trump's former campaign manager, the guy?
Brad Parscale?
No.
The other Manafort? Yeah, you got to narrow it down.
Who arrested him? How did he got arrested, right?
Mueller. Wait, Mueller handed it over to somebody else.
Yeah.
I think.
Is Merrick Garland going to arrest anybody? Has he arrested anybody?
Not before the election. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. I saw that memo. Yeah, no. That. The memo said that he had to be informed or he had to approve.
Any investigations? So that's the headline there, Giuliani.
You know,
ordered to testify.
That was the shiny thing. The shiny thing that got Biden's eye was like, I'm going to stick it to the Republicans. I'm going to make this guy, they denied his confirmation hearing to be on SCOTUS. So I'm going to make this guy AG. And what I should have thought is like, my AG is going to be busy as shit prosecuting Donald Trump. So let me get a guy that wakes up in the morning pissed off, banging on his desk. Not Mr. fucking Rogers. Like Merrick Garland seems like a yoga teacher. Am I wrong? I mean, he's so chill, man. I mean, what the fuck?
A lot of people are saying, hey, go look back and see Merrick Garland was an olive branch to the Republicans.
An olive branch?
He was somebody they would have liked and would have approved. That's why Obama put him up there.
Listen.
And if you go back and look at some of his rulings, oof.
God. I'm all for olive branches with the Republicans if they're wrapped in barbed wire and you can beat them with it.
Figuratively.
Yeah.
I saw a couple of headlines like this. A couple more primaries yesterday. This is Maryland.
Right.
The person who has won the Republican nomination.
Yes.
To be Maryland's next attorney general. Now, Maryland tends to vote, you know, Democratic. So you know, hopefully there's nothing to worry about. Michael Perutka.
Perutka.
A, quote, neo-Confederate activist.
You had me at neo.
Who has refused to disavow a racist group to which he once belonged.
Why is it?
Has now been selected by the Republicans of Maryland to be their attorney general.
Listen, when I hear the word neo at the beginning of your title, I'm like, ooh, my asshole instantly
Matrix?
Clinches. Not anymore. No. I think Nazi. And you're usually right.
Perutka, former Anne Arundel County Council member, beat his opponent, Jim Shalek, a former state and federal prosecutor, on Tuesday. He will face Democrat Anthony Brown in November.
Damn.
Even among the various far-right candidates the Republican Party has nominated across the country, Perutka stands out for his extremism, holding views that would be alarming for anyone seeking public office, let alone someone vying to be the state's top law enforcement official.
Well, of fucking course. Watch Brett Kavanaugh's job interview to be SCOTUS. He's crying. He's carrying on like a little fucking bitch. You wouldn't hire him for anything. Right? All these Republicans. How would you hire them for things?
There was a recent Vice News profile on this asshole.
That's not good.
Perutka is part of a growing Christian nationalist coalition that is tightening its grip on the GOP. He believes lawmakers need to, quote, take a biblical worldview and apply it to civil law and government.
See, do you see how serious these people are? They're lunatics, but they're like, we need a biblical worldview. We're going to come get you motherfuckers. The Democrats were like, here's an olive branch. Here's Merrick Garland.
Oh, listen to this. He would refuse to accept Maryland's law protecting the right to an abortion. He also said he would refuse to accept a Supreme Court ruling protecting same-sex marriage.
Excuse me, then you would be fired.
That's not law, he says. It can't be law because it violates God's law. Oh, so we don't have to worry. If this asshole somehow were to win, he'll be yanked out like fucking Roy Moore was.
I had three syllables for this guy. Fuck your dumb fucking God. That's five or six, but whatever. Fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself and your weird fucking beliefs.
Previous blog post, Perutka described the separation of church and state as the great lie.
Hey, you know what? If you're talking, hey, Perutka, when you're talking to Jesus, could you ask him to toss some ice cubes into the weather or something? It's hot as fuck.
He also argued for the dismantling of public education, of course, which he called the 10th plank in the Communist Manifesto. In 2002, according to Vice, he gave a speech to the League of the South.
Oh, what is that? Is that a running group?
They label it here as a racist organization, right?
Oh!
In which he says he was still angry Maryland did not secede from the Union during the Civil War.
That's like Trump calling Wisconsin last week. This is nuts.
Have I mentioned that he was selected as the candidate for the Republican nomination to for Attorney General in Maryland?
Who is the Democrat running against him?
What was the name I said earlier? Democrat Anthony Brown.
Anthony, you better win this. Honestly, don't lose to Perutka. This guy's an idiot.
He once served on the board of the League of the South.
Nine!
Which believes that today's southern states should secede from the U.S. from 2012 to 2014. Oh, 2 years.
This, you know what? We're like, we need to find out. We need to know if these Republicans believe Biden's the right, you know, the true president. This guy doesn't even think the South lost.
Right. And he's mad at the state he's running in for not having seceded.
Still? Are you still mad?
Once at a group conference in 2012, Perutka sang Dixie, a song with origins in minstrel performances that was the anthem of the Confederacy during the Civil War. That same year, Michael Hill, president of League of the South, wrote that, quote, "The cold facts of history tell us the blacks have never created anything approximating a civilization in the Western sense of the term."
Maryland, what are you doing? Is there a video of this guy singing Dixie?
Baruka. I mean, you know, there might be.
This is your problem. Who is the, how was your meeting? I sang Dixie during it. No one was, everyone was expecting it, and they loved it. I wonder if there's any, I bet there's assholes out here. You can go to a karaoke, and some dickhead's like, I'm going to sing Dixie.
Yeah, you know it's on there.
You know my show last night.
Yeah, you know, you go to places where there's karaoke sometimes. See if, do they have menus and stuff? I'll bet you,
yeah,
you know Dixie's in there.
Well, last night after my show, there's a karaoke thing that happens after at the bar. And as I'm leaving, this white chick is singing some Biggie song. And I was like, you know what? I think I'll leave now. I just leave.
Ooh.
I'm just going to leave. You got all the songs in the world. I was like, I want to sing something by Biggie Smalls. Listen to something by Biggie Smalls. Do you know what I mean?
Does she substitute neighbor for the N-word?
I don't know what she did. I don't know, man. Mm.
Oh, well, here.
God, I saw a guy last night in a MAGA shirt with a DeSantis hat.
Ugh. We appreciate the ability to speak at length with the candidates and provide a forum for them to discuss their perspectives on the office and
blah,
its
blah, 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 blah.
The last 20 years teaching and studying both the Maryland Constitution and the Constitution of the United States, it's really my desire to return the state and return our culture to it.
What's with this music behind this asshole? It should be like Wagner.
This sounds like, really kind of sounds like music you might hear during a commercial for a pharmaceutical. And this is the part they're telling you, don't be alarmed if there's anal leakage.
Michael Perutka. Let me see.
Perutka? God, he sounds...
Another lowlight.
Is there... I mean, the Republicans nominating lunatics. To be AG, too. It's like... You might, what, okay, so they agree with his crazy Nazi politics, but doesn't Perutka have, let's say he was AG, isn't there something he has, aren't there functional things these people have to do? Like, send out emails, write letters every day?
In old times there was not forgotten, look away, look away, crazy land.
Michael Perutka sings Dixie.
That looks like they're in a private dining room in an Outback Steakhouse.
Oh, he was the nominee for president for the Constitution Party in 2004.
Why would you be a member of the Constitution Party?
What's going on in Maryland?
When you are upset that Maryland didn't secede.
So,
you know what I mean?
I assume there are hardly any Republicans in Maryland, and the few that are there are out of their fucking minds.
Yeah.
If they nominated this guy.
Yeah.
And they're racist scumbags.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
He's got the stars and bars, like, at some of his shit. You're from Maryland.
He's a Republican.
Yeah. No, well, yeah. Let me look.
This is who they are. I mean, you know, this... we shouldn't even use the term moderate Republican anymore. Does that really even exist? I mean, because...
No, they're being purged.
And if you talk about Liz Cheney or Kinzinger, I'm sure they're both pro-fucking-life.
Yeah.
I'm sure they don't want any fucking gun control. They just believe Joe Biden's president rather than Trump. That's it! That makes you a genius in the Republicans!
Yeah, reluctantly. Reluctantly.
Remember that when everybody's sucking their dicks for what they're doing on the select committee. They're fucking assholes. Jeez. I don't even know why. Why? I mean, you know, I'm glad Kinzinger and Cheney are on that committee and doing all that good shit, but does Wyoming really need in a need a government? Are they just like four people and rocks? Snakes?
I guess I can't say a whole lot more other than I hope you naturally die as quickly as fucking possible, you fucking piece of shit.
You backstabbing son of a bitch. Go against Trump, y'all know y'all motherfuckers are sitting up there alive like a damn dog.
Some bitch, you go up against Trump, y'all know y'all motherfuckers are sitting up there lying like a damn dog.
Is that from... Oh, that's for Kinzinger?
This is Kinzinger's voicemails,
God
yeah.
Goddamn, dude.
Yeah.
How, you know, these Republicans that... Kinzinger and Cheney, I just... Now no one likes you. I mean, do you know what I mean? I like what you're doing on that committee. I would never fucking vote for you. Like,
ooh,
never.
God, no.
But
no.
Now the Republicans won't vote for you.
Right.
Ever. So now what are you going to do? look at these monsters you
They'll
guys
look good in the history
created.
Books. If there are history books.
Yeah, that's true.
This is from... didn't we talk about this? Yes, I think we did this story on Monday. Maybe,
yes.
About Doug Ducey.
Ducey.
In Arizona. Now they're actively working against that lunatic, Kari Lake. And they're trying to push some middle-of-the-road Republican.
Yeah. That, like, doesn't exist.
In air quotes.
No, a middle-of-the-road Republican, you believe Biden is president, you don't want gun control, you don't want any abortion, no exceptions, that's who you are. You just think you just believe Biden's president.
bad news for Steve Bannon.
Yes?
More bad news.
Okay.
Today, U.S. District Court Judge Carl Nichols... Oh, by the way, the guy has been handling this and ruling against Bannon each and every time.
Yes.
Carl Nichols, appointed by Trump.
Oh, that's right. It's a Trump judge.
Yes. Cautioned Bannon today not to turn his trial into, quote, a political circus. The prosecutor told the judge that Bannon's attorneys appeared to be trying to inject politics into the trial for contempt of Congress. She said Bannon's lawyers have been suggesting it's a politically motivated prosecution.
I saw his little speech on the sidewalk outside the
Bannon.
Court. Oh, yeah. My God. Boy, he looks
great, doesn't he?
Well, for him.
Very,
I mean,
very healthy.
He got a haircut. He shaved. He has one shirt, he has a button down, and then an undershirt, but like 17 writing pins stuck. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Did he have his little black glasses on, the Look I'm Smart glasses? He might just wear those in court sometimes
no,
for
no,
reading or something.
No, he didn't. I mean, you know, he just looks so gross, but like the way he's talking and carrying on, I wonder what he's like inside the courtroom.
At the end of the CNN said at the end of the back and forth between her and Bannon's team over what extent his attorneys can suggest bias, U.S. District Judge Carl Nichols stated the commitment to not allow the trial to become a political circus, a forum for partisan politics.
Well, then put a gag order then out, you know, because it's going to be a circus unless you do that.
Nichols set limits on questions about political bias. The defense may ask questions that may go to how a particular witness is biased, but not ask questions about how someone else was biased in action they took outside the courtroom.
Okay.
You know, it's right. Whataboutism.
Yeah.
They would just try to bring that into the court.
I bet this court-appointed judge won't make Bannon shut the fuck up.
And they're trying to sway the jury.
Yeah. They have to put a gag order on him for this, right? They have to... make him be quiet.
Good luck.
No, if they did that, then it would be, by law, he would have to shut the fuck up about the trial, right? Were they dragging him to jail or something?
The January 6th panel is starting to wonder, what's going on with the Secret Service?
Yeah.
What's going on with the Secret Service bullshit?
Fucking cops. There you go. Law enforcement. Lying.
Last night, we discovered that the U.S. Secret Service turned over a single text message.
Here's what that says. Go fuck yourself.
From what their agents exchanged on January 5th and 6th, the head of a data migration, the Secret Service received four requests for a congressional committee from the congressional committee to preserve records on January 16th.
Yes.
But on January 25th, they moved through the migration process anyway, despite knowing the data was not backed up to comply with the subpoenas.
Subpoena. Sounds like a cop move to me.
Jamie Raskin, representative from Maryland.
Yes.
It's still a mystery to me, but I smell a rat, he said.
Oh, no shit, Jamie. Hey, Jamie, how do you feel about Maryland not seceding? Are you upset?
He said, that seems like an awfully strange coincidence for all those text messages to be vanished into oblivion.
Yes.
On 2 days when there was also the worst violent insurrection after the Civil War.
God damn it. Imagine if this is anything having to do with Hillary Clinton and her Secret Service deleted a bunch of fucking text messages. The Republicans would be losing. They would burn Washington down.
Former White House photographer Pete Souza explained that due to the Presidential Records Act, it didn't matter if someone deleted something from their device. All emails and texts were automatically backed up to the system. He asked if the Department of Homeland Security has an exception, and if so, why?
Yeah, I bet you can get those fucking texts. They just don't want us to have them.
Washington Post reporter Carol Lennig said there are a lot of techies out there who think they can still recreate the records. But stay tuned. We'll see.
Yeah, unless they're destroyed. Unless someone at the Secret... I mean, they obviously don't want people to see these fucking texts.
But Jill Weinbanks, former Watergate prosecutor, MSNBC contributor.
Yeah.
She said Secret Service is good at reconstructing lost text messages, which means they're likely good at deleting them completely from all backup devices. That they're probably... gone.
You know what that is? Deleting those messages. That's a Secret Service saying, go fuck yourself. If you think we're going to give you anything.
Yeah.
So fucking go hit back. What is this shit?
Well, yeah. Then
we're just going to take it?
And jail for deleting evidence. Going against the Presidential Records Act and shit.
God. I mean, Merrick Garland should be running around with a big jug of gasoline and a match, lighting shit on fire. I do not understand.
Also in the news.
The Secret Service lied. They're just lying. It's bullshit.
Congratulations, Georgia.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Because a judge has ruled that the ban on most abortions after 6 weeks is now in effect.
Jesus.
After a three-judge panel ruled today, the 2019 law can no longer be deemed unconstitutional because Roe versus Wade has been overturned.
The Republicans have just moved into every uterus in the country and are occupying that shit. And they fucking stormed the fucking Capitol. When are we going to go get these motherfuckers?
Justice William Pryor of Georgia wrote, the Supreme Court's ruling makes clear no right to abortion exists under the Constitution, so Georgia may prohibit them.
Burning non-existent hell, you fuck. This is insane. This is crazy.
This is going to backfire. Georgia's law, which has been on hold since 2020, also redefines natural person to include the unborn. Wednesday's decision rejected claims that considering an unborn child a natural person is unconstitutionally vague.
Can I claim my jizz as an independent, as a dependent?
Well, that's the thing. And that's why women are saying, okay, I want child support to begin
now.
The minute that I test.
Yeah. Yeah.
A retroactive to when we fucked.
You know what's crazy? Did you see that like Google searches about sterilization have like quadrupled?
Oh, great.
See, people are doing that because they're like, I don't want to have a kid. Right. But what if I get pregnant?
Well, the Republicans will try to ban that too.
God damn.
No vasectomy for you. You're in prime white birthing age. You got to repopulate the white race.
You know, the Democrats want to win these fucking midterms. They have to do something like, they have to make a splash, you know, and really show America that they're going to fucking own these Republicans somehow. Like, they got to stop them.
They're monsters.
I mean, and the excuse, I mean, I understand we can't do anything because of Joe Manchin and Sinema, but think like you're a Republican. They're able to do shit. They don't have the Congress or the White House.
Right.
How are they doing shit? We have everything.
Well, they're obstructing shit, and everything's happening at the state level. And they have the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Who, anything we do, they can say, you know, we've decided that's unconstitutional.
You just have to think of something that will freak them out to do. Something that will bother them.
Pack the court.
Yeah.
Expand the court. Get rid of the filibuster and expand the fucking court to 13.
Biden should get real vocal about that and freak him the fuck out and see what they do.
But all of them have, even most Democrats have already said, well, we don't want to do that.
God, why is such a
guy? We don't want to do that.
Damn, get angry. God, there's all these Democrats in the House just got arrested for protesting this forced birth shit. What about that? It's these old fucking white Democrats that are in charge of this party. You know? Move over, motherfuckers. Let the squad run things.
Yeah, you can't reach across the aisle anymore. There's no aisle.
Unless you're going to
It's the Grand Canyon. Yeah, you can't reach across. They're insane.
Shoot across the aisle.
They're insane.
They're monsters.
Why is atheists trending? I'm trying to find out. Jeez. I don't know why, but...
What's illegal? You have to believe in something.
Somebody shared a meme I've seen before, though, but it's that still on the books, but it's not enforceable.
Right.
Atheists are prohibited from holding public office in 8 U.S. states. Still on the books.
Jeez.
Texas, Arkansas, Mississippi, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina.
Not Florida.
No.
Wow. We won. We won that one. Well, that's good. That's a celebrate that.
Actually, it looks like Pennsylvania, Maryland are the other two.
Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Jeez.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah. Pennsylvania, Maryland.
Y'all better believe in some bullshit, I guess.
Here's a good one. Gods don't kill people. People with gods kill people.
Right. Yeah. People that believe in bullshit in the sky kill people.
I can't figure out why it's trending, so we'll move along, everyone. Right. I guess good news.
Yes.
The Senate.
Right.
Where is this? Came up with some bipartisan.
What the fuck could it possibly be?
With the Electoral College. They want to rewrite. This is NPR. After months of negotiations, a bipartisan group of senators today announced two proposals related to election administration, including one to reform the Electoral Count Act, the widely criticized 1887 law that governs the process of casting and counting the Electoral College votes. That came under fresh scrutiny following the attempts to invalidate the presidential election.
Right.
From Trump and his shit fucks.
The shit fucks.
The plans were announced a day ahead of the House Select Committee's final scheduled primetime hearing on its investigation into the insurrection.
Right.
The senators in a joint statement said, from the beginning, our bipartisan group has shared a vision of drafting legislation to fix the flaws of the archaic and ambiguous Electoral Count Act of 1887. Senator Joe Manchin
doesn't like it.
He's one of the authors. Susie Collins led the effort to reform the law, which would need 60 votes to break a filibuster.
Yeah.
The proposal unveiled today to reform the Electoral Count Act has 16 co-sponsors, including 9 Republicans.
Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell has signaled he's open to updating the old law, but who the fuck knows?
Yeah, and it's still going to be all up
to... So nine Republicans, that's 59. That ain't enough. That's
yeah.
one short.
But I listened to this thing about this thing, and it's like, it's bullshit. It's still, they're leaving it up to the states.
Well, but they're changing the criteria for challenges, too, because right now... You just need one House member and one asshole Senate.
Yeah.
Because remember, there was a handful of lunatics in the House who were like, yeah, challenge, challenge.
Right, right.
But there was like, oh, they'll never find a senator that's stupid enough and evil enough
yeah.
to challenge
right.
When there's no evidence. And then Josh Hawley said, hold my beer. And then a few of the other ones slithered in behind once the opening was there.
Yeah.
They changed, but now they changed it to 20% of the members of each chamber have to object.
What?
So what? 80 something.
Yeah.
In the House.
20%. You have to find 20%.
Yeah, and 20 senators. The proposal would also enact a few measures aimed at ensuring the Congress can identify a single conclusive slate of electors.
Right. When was the last time you ever heard of someone wanting to put fake electors in?
And they struck the provision of the archaic 1845 law that could be used by state legislatures to override the popular vote in their states by declaring a failed election, a term that is not defined anywhere in the law. The bill would also reaffirm the constitutional role of the vice president as the presiding officer of the joint meeting of Congress is solely ministerial.
Right.
Open and read. Open and read. Not, I refuse to acknowledge this.
Aren't they reforming something they should just get rid of?
Well, you can't get rid of the Electoral College. It's in the Constitution.
Right.
That's going to take an amendment.
Well, you can get rid of it. Through an amendment.
Yeah, but amendments are tough. We still don't have the Equal Rights Amendment from the 70s. They don't want women to be equal.
I'm sorry.
In the Constitution.
I just think we're fooling ourselves. I mean, because I don't give a fuck about some bipartisan bullshit about our elections that Republicans had input on. Pardon me if I don't take this that fucking seriously. I mean, these are things...
Then it won't get passed. It's got to pass 60. Everything's got to pass 60.
I don't know.
Everything has to pass 60.
That's stupid.
Thanks to Manchin and Sinema.
Yeah, no, but the idea that things have to go to 60, a 60% majority is insane.
Yes, it was never intended to be that.
And you know, they want to change that with ballot initiatives, too. In some states, they want to make
in the Republican states. Right. Yes, they don't want. Yeah, they
don't
want.
Understand? It's
they don't want the people to be doing Democratic small D.
Republicans
shit.
Want to have a majority of 60% because they're losing all the time. It's like they're saying, "I need a handicap to play."
Right.
I to participate in government because we're so horrible. You have to give me a handicap.
Yes.
That means it's time to beat them back into the forest. They're weak. They're weak. They're reaching out. That means you beat them.
Well, let's
These
hope.
Are Nazis.
Let's see what happens in November.
These are Nazis.
We shall see.
Do not vote for these Nazis.
The latest polls show the Democrats show promise for the Democrats.
You would hope
in
so.
What would historically be
right
a midterm bloodbath.
They're saying that Trump is going to declare before the midterms. Because he thinks that'll help him, that'll protect him from prosecution.
But the Justice Department already came out with a statement saying that's not the case.
Yeah. Who knows what Trump believes? I mean, if this motherfucker is calling up Wisconsin and be like, can you change the count? You know what I mean? Change your electors from the 2020 elect? He must be nuts.
We've got, Where is this clip? Here we go. This is amazing.
We are fast approaching an anti-white society that puts white straight men in positions where they will be looked at as less than in the workforce.
Snowflake Central.
So sad. They're Jeez. Just so sad.
These white guys.
They're so sad. This is we've played him before because of the great name, Dalton Clodfelter.
Nine.
Referred to here at Right Wing Watch as radical right wing bigot, Christian nationalist, and fascist.
Wow.
Who openly dreams of imposing fundamentalist Christianity on the United States and censoring any opposition.
Thank you.
Close ally of Nick Fuentes. Woo. Clodfelter got his start streaming on Fuentes' Cozy.tv platform.
What the fuck? Nazi radio.
Which was founded, quote, so anti-gay, anti-woman, anti-black, anti-Semitic activists have a platform where they could say sell their shit.
That's so sad. it's anti-intellect.
It says Clodfelter fit right in on that platform, so it was no surprise when radical right-wing conspiracy theorist Stu Peters gave Clodfelter his own nightly program.
Oh, wow,
on
Stu.
Peters' right-wing Red Voice Media Network.
Was he like, oh, Stu, thank you so much for this opportunity.
You're goddamn right. Oh, it's a great opportunity.
Get on your knees.
Peters has close ties to, but anyway, this is from his, this is Dalton Clodfelter's Big Shoe on Stu Peters' network. Here's some highlights.
Jesus.
We are fast approaching an anti-white society that puts white straight men in positions where they will be looked at as less than in the workforce. It's hard to believe considering white people built this nation. Now the nation is seemingly turning its back on white people, going out of its way to teach in schools that if you are white, you are evil. And when you graduate, and you are white, and you'll have a harder time finding a job. In fact, right now, white people are being replaced. Why else would they want millions of illegal immigrants to pass through the border every year? Why else would...
By the way, did you see Tucker, went full replacement theory?
Oh, yeah.
Like, he just came out and said it. Yeah, right. Oh, the Democrats are just bringing in illegals in to outvote us and get rid of all the white people.
Is it this replacement theory? Like, I've got two white people I'd like to return to Walmart. Can I replace these people? Or is that what they're doing?
I mean, I guess. There's a lot I'd turn in.
Yeah, we want to return. Man. It's not how replacement theory works. Ah, shit. We want to switch out a couple of these people.
42 minutes ago, the Washington Post, why Tucker Carlson's recent embrace of great replacement is different.
Okay.
He says, it's the great replacement is an electoral strategy.
Right.
Democrats are trying to replace the electorate. Are Democrats trying to replace the electorate? I'm just asking the question.
Is that what ranking is Tucker? Is he a Grand Kugel or a Kleagle or something?
God, he's way up there, I think.
Congrats.
Let me see. I don't know. Do you want to hear any of this bullshit?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Here's Fuckler Carlson.
Fuckler.
To notice that conversation even took place, just like you're not supposed to notice when the New York Times prints an op-ed called "We Can Replace Them." Because that's a dangerous conspiracy theory. What are you, Alex Jones? No, we just watch carefully. Not even that carefully, they say it constantly. The great replacement? Yeah, it's not a conspiracy theory. It's their electoral strategy. And we know that because they say it all the time.
The electoral strategy is get rid of all the white voters?
Because they say we should make it easier... The path easier for immigrants to come into the country legally. Right.
But that, what are we talking about? I mean, There's so many white people here.
But everybody that's coming in is brown, Ryan.
And they think, oh, yes, they're coming in this country. These, look at all these Democratic voters. Well, I mean, wait, you know, I don't understand what the Republicans want. Do you want, I mean, if you want brown people, more brown people to vote for you, then you guys should stop being white supremacists.
This is what they want.
Except it's lack your app. Right. Lack your app. I said lack your app.
That's why nobody wants to teach history the way it is, because they want to do this shit again.
Nobody's ever seen numbers like I have ever.
Who knows what he's fucking seeing when he shuts his eyes.
Oh, look at my African-American over here. Look at him.
I forgot about that.
God bless the United States.
God bless the United States. She's one of the classics.
We could do 2 hours just on Trump outtakes.
God bless the United States.
I like when he said the country was going down the tubers, or the paper the New York Times.
I think I have that one.
That's so stupid.
We're going down the tubers.
Yeah.
I don't have I closed the window. Oh, shit. Here it is.
It's going down the tubers.
What's wrong with you?
No, it's this one.
Anonymous.
What was the context?
Trying to say anonymous.
Anonymous.
He's mad at anonymous sources in media.
Right.
From some animus, anonymous.
They want to throw people in. I think Trump wants to throw journalists in jail.
Water, big water, ocean water.
That's why we can't. That's why we can't help Puerto Rico.
People just don't. I don't know.
We can't help Puerto Rico.
There's a lot of water there.
There's a lot of water. There's big water, ocean water.
We could send a plane.
Big water.
Well, what happened was is that.
What happened was.
What happened was is that this hurricane happened in Puerto Rico. And then Hillary Clinton tweeted out, why don't you send this hospital ship we have down there? And then you know what they did?
I have a great idea.
Yeah.
I had this great idea about this hospital ship.
We are fast approaching.
Oops.
That's what I was.
Placed. Why else would they want millions of illegal immigrants to pass through the border every year? Why else would they want the birth rate of white Americans to decrease? Why else would they be promoting interracial marriage on every advert in America? It's simple.
And every advertisement, they're promoting interracial marriage.
Yeah, they're really mad about all the biracial families on TV and stuff like that. Really mad about it.
Shit, man.
You can't even have a white family anymore. You got to have a white person and a brown person, or a brown person and like an Asian or something.
Have you... I wonder if these maggots have ever thought, you know, like, you know what? I'm tired of this. I just want to mature a little bit. And I don't,
Are you kidding me?
If you want to, that's your choice. That's your choice. That's all the abortion stuff. That's your choice. And they'll evolve. Will they ever evolve and say, you know what? We need gun control. I want everybody to vote. Sorry.
Survey says.
It's not going to happen. You're not going to make it to Mars. You're not going to survive climate change. And there's so much.
You've just raped Bill Cosby.
Good.
Glenn Beck. Gives a fuck.
Rate of white Americans to decrease. Why else would they be promoting interracial marriage on every advert in America? It's simple. The establishment hates white people. I'm not saying I'm for an ethno-state, meaning I believe the nation should be made up of only white people, because that just isn't true. What I am saying is I believe in a white majority. I do believe whites should be celebrated for creating the modern world. Whites deserve that. Who is committing the violent crime in this country? Well, for the most part, it's blacks.
Oh, it's just not true. It's just so not true.
Boy, what a bigot. I mean, this guy is Coach Dave. He just says words better.
Yes.
It's the same dumb shit. Yes.
Yeah.
He can maybe use a comma every now and then.
So that's on the Stu Peters Network.
That's on Stu's Network.
Stu Peters Network.
Stu, do you know what's going on in your network? Does he know?
Oh, he knows what's going on in his network.
Well, what? The anti-Semitic stuff doesn't bother him? Stu Peters is anti-Semitic. Is anything...
What isn't Stu Peters?
Can you imagine working on the Stu Peters show and you say something like, you know, the thing about the Hillary thing is like, they never arrested her for anything. So maybe... You know.
So here's something terrifying from the world of medicine. They're called Theragrippers.
Here's something terrifying from the world of medicine.
They're called what?
Theragrippers, Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
So here's something terrifying from the world of medicine. They're called Theragrippers. They're inspired by various parasites that survive by digging their teeth into your intestines.
Hey!
Well, now scientists are proudly announcing that they have successfully built their own synthetic versions of those worms. That's what Theragrippers are.
Yeah.
They're tiny star-shaped machines that can be put into your body where they attach to your intestines just like the worms. Now, the scientists are claiming that this is so that they can slowly deliver medication to your body.
Oh, that's what they're claiming, Ryan. They're claiming that this is so you can slowly deliver medication to the body, but we all know.
The thing is, like, a lot of these people that are doctors are really into it. Otherwise, why would you go through all that school if you're just in it to put these little computers in someone's butthole?
They're literally shoving demons up your ass, Ryan. And they're attaching to your colon. They're going to take over your body.
Do you think the guy that invented whatever this procedure is listening to this segment and thinking, oh, no. My God, this guy's...
Our segment, maybe.
Yeah, you missed the point, Stu.
Just like the worms.
Just like the worms.
Now, the scientists are claiming that this is so that they can slowly deliver medication to your body.
Oh, right.
There's an awful lot of other uses for these machines that we can imagine.
Oh, yeah. There's a whole lot that we can imagine.
So,
a whole lot that we can imagine of uses for this.
You guys shouldn't be imagining anything because you're nuts. But, like, this sounds cool, right? So, a Theragripper is a bunch of stuff that goes in your intestine and it deploys medicine.
It's apparently a wee little device that, yeah.
So it can, it's good.
It's yes, help in you. This capacity, but apparently, we just learned from Stu, they can imagine a lot of other uses,
the
Ryan.
The scientist that invented the Theragripper wasn't like, this is how we're going to get 5G into everybody. I mean.
The liberals are going to use these devices to suck up all of the butt sex semen and use it to impregnate good Christian women and force the gay agenda to reproduce on the country.
These scientists are like, Jesus Christ.
We can also imagine all sorts of ways that these can be used without a person's knowledge or consent. By the way, guess how these machines are currently put into your body?
Okay. Right, let me guess.
Is it the latte? Is it the half-calf latte at Starbucks?
Via semen in your latte, of course.
What do we think? Water supply?
I'm going to say...
It's in fruit drinks.
I'm going to say, yeah, salad dressing.
You know, they're targeting the wine at church, Ryan. Church wine.
Yeah. I think that's it. I think it's the host. They're lacing.
And they're putting it in the ivermectin suppositories.
Are they they're lacing the communion wafer with it. They're putting it in altar boys and getting the priests.
You know that people with like horse ranches have a limit now to the ivermectin they can buy for their to deworm their fucking horses because of the idiots in this country.
Somebody does a segment on Joe Rogan on whatever, and then all of a sudden, you know, right? We're dumb as shit.
We can also imagine all sorts of ways that these can be used without a person's knowledge or consent.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, guess how these machines are currently put into your body?
Okay.
They do it through a process called insufflation.
What?
That's right. They shove these nanobots up your butt.
God, I was going to say that!
Actually, perhaps that's good news. The fact that that's how they get them into you is probably the only thing keeping them from secretly implanting everybody with these things right now.
How do they put them up your butt, Stu?
I'm trying to think.
How does this occur?
How would Nina Totenberg say this on NPR?
I'm just saying, don't use any of the bathrooms at the Trump rallies It's not a bidet that's squirting up there into your hoo-ha.
This is NPR. Today we're talking about these nanobots that are inserted. I guess they would say that are rectally. Inserted rectally. They wouldn't say shove it up your butt.
Yes, no.
Dairy gross. No,
they penetrate your anus.
No.
These nanobots up your butt. Actually, perhaps that's good news. The fact that that's how they get them into you is probably the only thing keeping them from secretly implanting everybody with these things right now. Dr. Gene.
This is not parody. I mean, it's at the point now where I'm starting to wonder if Stu is pulling a Andy Kaufman on us. And this is...
Well, why does he talk like that?
Because that's how Stu Peters is, Ryan.
Do you have kids, Stu? Are you nice to them? Are
he
you
used
a terrorist?
To be a bounty hunter, right? Who got in trubs.
Oh, jeez. Now he's on the radio.
The fact that that's how they get them into you is probably the only thing keeping them from secretly implanting everybody with these things right now.
Oh, I see.
Dr. Jane Ruby knows an awful lot about these Theragrippers that we're now learning about, and she joins us now to discuss. Dr. Jane, thank you so much for
joining us. Jane.
You know, this
Jane
reminds...
looks like she's in her bathroom.
You know what? This
Dr.
This,
Jane.
This moment reminds me of the Rachel Maddow show, because Rachel will open up with a monologue, and she'll talk about something and have a theory.
Yeah, yeah.
And then at the end of the monologue, she'll have a guess, and she goes, did I get everything right, so-and-so?
That's exactly what Stu's doing.
This
yeah.
is about to happen.
Is it true how they shoot them up your ass, Doctor, Dr. Jane? Is this true how they shoot them up your ass?
I couldn't have said it better, Stu.
Do we want to hear Dr. Jane,
Hell
or do you
yeah.
want to move on? Oh, okay.
No, I want to see what she said.
Awful lot about these Theragrippers that we're now learning about, and she joins us now to discuss. Yeah. Dr. Jane, thank you so much for coming.
Stu, I actually thought it was a joke. I really did. It like a science fiction kind of joke. But there are these people at, for example, at Johns Hopkins University that are...
Johns Hopkins, the evil butt invaders over at Johns Hopkins.
I love this.
Science fiction kind of joke. But there are these people at, for example, at Johns Hopkins University that are proudly putting this together. This doctor at the GI Center at Johns Hopkins... designed and
these rectal rangers over at the GI section.
It's the poo rangers. They're coming to get you. They're gonna put the nanobots in your asshole.
They're like Chinese throwing stars that they fling at your
doctor.
Anal portal.
We're listening to a doctor right now.
Allegedly. Yes, allegedly.
Center at Johns Hopkins designed and tested this thing in a variety of animals. These things are made of metal, Stu, and with this thin shape-changing film coating on the top of it. It's temperature connected, rather, so that when it gets heated up to body temperature, it releases its payload that exists in the center, that center top section that has six sides to it.
Shit.
It's kind of interesting,
isn't it? It's got six sides to it, so if they put three of them in you, Ryan...
Somebody
666.
This is hurting the feelings of the person that invented this, because the person who invented this is like, you know, this is going to change everything, how we deliver medicine for people with stomach issues or whatever. Now,
well, yeah, and like radiation and shit, you could target specific little areas so you don't have to just like radiate half of people's bodies and shit to shrink tumors and it's amazing technology.
Yeah, so somebody's going to go in and it's like, listen, we have something to save you. It's called a Theragrip. You're like, I heard all about that on Stu Peters. You're not putting that up my butt.
You're not shoving that up my ass.
So that when it gets heated up to body temperature, it releases its payload that exists in the center, that center top section that has six sides to it. It's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
They
yeah.
published their results of their animal studies this week. In the journal of called Science Advances.
Ooh, did you hear the air quotes around science? The way she said it?
Is this
Science Advances?
See, this is the footprint of Trump's handling of the pandemic, isn't it? Now nothing. Now we don't believe in shit. How the fuck? We're never gonna we gotta cure cancer, gotta cure AIDS. We're not gonna do it if we're afraid, if we think of you take somebody's picture with a Polaroid, you're capturing their soul. I mean, it can't be oogity boogity. The science is coming to get you, man.
But it is. Mm-hmm. If we're not going to pay attention to the fucking earth roasting around us.
Hey, the flat earth roasting.
Why don't we just turn it over?
I don't know.
Oh, to the dark side for a while. Cool things off.
No, they got to tell us. Listen, hey, Jesus, if you're going to turn the planet over, give us a heads up so we don't freak out. Do we have to hold on to something if they're turning over the planet?
I guess. I don't. Yes, we would, because the only reason we stay here is because the flat Earth is accelerating upward at a rate to where it simulates gravity.
Right. Okay. Okay. I was just trying to figure that out.
Which doesn't make sense, because it would have to constantly be accelerating, because once it reached a set velocity, then if we jumped up in the air, we would start floating away from the Earth. So it would have to be constantly accelerating. And how fast is it going after a while?
I don't know.
To where it's infinitely accelerating, morons!
Isn't also the Earth on the back of a turtle, too? Isn't there something like
that's
that?
That's some Hindu thingy, I think.
Yeah. Turtles are slow.
Turtles all the way down. Equally as likely.
Yeah, why not?
And equal proof.
And that sounds nicer than just, I'm on a flat disc that, I don't know. That sounds like the, whatever, in Superman 2, I think. Someone was, people were in the neutral zone or sent to the dark, the phantom zone. The phantom zone.
Oh, that plate?
Yeah.
That General Zod got, right. Spoiler alert, got sent to.
Yay.
Spoiler alert.
For a lot of GIs, but Stu, this is very dangerous. These things dig in, like you described, like the hookworm, which is what it was modeled after. It digs into your GI tract after it's been blown up through your body cavity, through your colon, blown and into up. Your, I'm assuming, your small intestines. They're too tiny for you to really see them. And they dig in and they release their payload over time. So as I read through their work, I'm looking for the explanation of, well, what happens when they finish downloading their drugs and their whatever their medication is, God knows what.
Then they work your way up to your scrotum where they alter your DNA.
The scrote. They blow them up there. It's not like a couple of fucking, they're not like mini drones. The doctor's like, all right, we've launched them. And they're gonna fly up your pant leg and penetrate your anus. Yeah. I mean, how do they get them in there, though? That is.
I don't know. Maybe like at Disneyland, you get on the teacup ride and you feel something go.
Well, if it was my nano, what do they call it? My Thorogrip fell out in the teacup ride. Oh, boy.
What they're going to put into that. And how do you get these things out? Do you magnetize them? Do you pull them out? And Stu, you won't believe this, but what they're planning to do and what they've done with the animals is they've said, look, the GI tract in mammals has a lot of motility or movement. And it does. It's a one-way motility that kind of pushes things toward the other end.
You
shit them out is what we're trying to say.
And then many processes occur in the process. But you can't guarantee that these things won't cause obstructions. And let me tell you something.
Oh, my God. They are they're the size of pin pricks, pinheads, you idiot.
It's a medical procedure. And for whatever reason, they're ejaculating this medicine that you need in your asshole or whatever it is. And there's risks, right?
Obstruction.
Yes.
Stu's got a Trump bobblehead that he squats over nightly.
I mean,
and they're talking about obstructions.
Somebody's like, hey, there's something wrong with your intestines. We can either send a fleet of nanobots up there or we can cut you open.
Synthetic knees and joints and metal that goes into people's bodies and screws and all kinds of plates and everything else to help people to survive. Yeah. You have different forms of medication delivery that is synthetic already. So what is it about these that alarms you the most?
Well, in the examples you just cited, like the pacemaker, those are slipped underneath the skin. It's very thinly under the skin, very easy to remove. You can feel them. They're not going to migrate under most circumstances into a system of the body. And then you had the other example of, say, a knee replacement. That is fixed. It is screwed into your bone on either side. It's not going to migrate.
For God's sake.
God, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that gets Listen, man, there's all kinds of weird stuff you do in medicine so you live longer.
This person's a doctor of some sort. Dr. Jane Ruby.
Jane, if you put 12 of those nanorobots in anybody's asshole, they might not even notice. They're tiny. It's like you can't even see them.
That's the whole point. Yes.
Right.
Yes,
they're in my asshole. I actually can't see them. I don't have eyeballs in there. I think if you... Did she go to medical school? Or medical school?
I mean, I'm assuming.
Did she graduate from Rand Paul's Academy?
Yeah, she's self-certified.
Yeah.
Like Rand Paul.
Right.
Thousands of the TheraGrippers can be deployed in the GI tract. When the paraffin wax coating on the grippers reaches the temperature inside the body, the devices close autonomously and clamp onto the colonic wall. The closing action causes the tiny six-pointed devices to dig into the mucosa and remain attached to the colon, where they are retained and release their medicine payloads gradually into the body. Eventually, they lose their hold on the tissue that are cleared from the intestine via normal gastrointestinal muscular function.
You know, we're so lucky that the...
here's a photograph of a bunch of TheraGrippers on a cotton swab. Do you see what that looks like?
That's cool.
They're tiny dots. You can't even see them. Yeah, they're smaller than grains of sand.
It's amazing we have this technology, but also, too, I mean, it's also nice that we're allowed to use TheraGrippers.
And they're mechanical. They're not electronic at all. It's a mechanical system.
I mean, thank God TheraGrippers don't betray anything in the Christian faith, in the white evangelical faith, or we wouldn't be able to use them.
In researching, they fabricated the devices with about 6,000 TheraGrippers per 3-inch silicon wafer.
Right.
In their animal experiments, they loaded a pain-relieving drug. Oh, I don't like animal experiments. They loaded a pain-relieving drug onto the grippers.
Yeah.
The researchers' study found the animals into which TheraGrippers were administered had higher concentrates of the pain reliever in their bloodstreams.
So it's a more efficient way to deliver meds.
Yes.
So if you put a med in like that to your colon, does that mean it still gets processed through your liver and stuff like that?
Well, sure. It goes through the bloodstream. It's absorbed.
Yeah. Wow. Science is
intestines.
Cool. Science is cool unless you're totally afraid of everything and you're a dumb fuck.
Yeah. And you believe the Earth is 6,000 years old and shit.
Yeah.
Let's see. Rachel Maddow show?
Yeah.
Her weekly primetime appearance on MSNBC is beating Laura Ingraham.
Oh, God. I mean...
But still shy of Hannity's viewership.
Jesus Christ. That's disgusting. What does Hannity talk about? It's his... Whose opening monologue is better?
Who are you?
Well, I don't care.
How old are you?
No.
Are you a 90-year-old racist neo-Confederate? Not so neo?
I mean,
just plain old Confederate?
To me, the amazing thing about the Maddow show is you never know where she's going with that monologue. You know where Hannity's going with the monologue. Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Nazi. I like Nazis. That's where he's going with his monologue.
Let's see. We've got... look at the time flying.
Yes.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yay.
Thanks for buying shit. The old Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. We get a little commissione. Does not cost you fuck all.
Wee-wee.
Just helps us out here.
Thank you.
I do have a couple... I guess I've got a couple... that I can play this.
Oh, shit.
When animals get pissed.
When animals get pissed.
That's right.
More stories. Some most sent to us by wonderful listenership who seem to enjoy the animal stories.
You know, I mean, every time, why every reel that I see on Facebook is a snake? Or a shark fucking thing. Every time. Now, So every time I look at my phone, there's some horrible fucking snake doing something. And all the comments are like, oh, it's so pretty and beautiful. Oh my God, it's a fucking monster. Gee, fuck these things. I hate these snakes. Everybody thinks they're so neat. Fuck them.
Let's see which one.
Yes.
Well, this is kind of a follow-up.
Crab diving follow-up.
We talked about this strange string of shark attacks.
Strange?
Near New Long Island, remember?
No, excuse me. A strange string of shark attacks would be like, I was walking down the street and I got mauled by a great white.
Unusually
that'd be strange.
High amount of
you're in the water.
Shark attacks.
Well, it's so strange in this water to see a shark.
A series of five shark attacks in 2 weeks on New York's Long Island probably has many beachgoers hesitant to wade into the water.
Ah, come on. Come on.
But they want to reassure people they're not targeting humans. They're after fish, allegedly.
How did they know? I love this. All these people all of a sudden can read the mind of a fucking shark. You don't know.
The sand tiger shark is one of the more menacing looking critters lurking beneath the surface. It can grow up to 10 feet in length, has a set of jagged teeth protruding from its jaws.
It's a sand tiger shark?
However, as far as sharks go, this big fish shouldn't be cause for alarm. The sand tiger is a relatively docile species of shark that wants little to nothing to do with humans.
Except that one
attacks
time.
Attacks are almost always carried out by smaller juveniles that accidentally bite someone while chasing fish.
Accident. Oh, my arm got eaten off by accident. It doesn't make a difference.
It's, God, I'm looking at these right now. I would shit my bathing suit if I saw this guy. Ugh, God.
Hey, when does climate change come get these motherfuckers? Jeez.
Ugh. And that they might mistake people's feet for fish.
Oh, it's a mistake.
Some of the youths.
Yeah, it's a mistake. Just like the Secret Service mistakenly deleted all those fucking texts on January 6th. All these mistakes.
You're 200 times more likely to drown than you are to get bitten by a shark.
Thank you for telling me the odds. Ooh,
of course,
it's beating me.
They could be related. It's not us.
Right.
They could go together. If a shark gets too close for comfort or tries to bite you, defend yourself. Your best bet is to punch or kick the shark in the nose or the gills.
Yeah. Try to remember that. Your best bet is to what?
Stay out of the fucking water.
Get out of the water if you can. But if, you know, you're in this guy's house, this shark's like, good luck. You going to punch me in the nose?
I got you right here. I got your nose right here.
Put a thumb in my blowhole.
Florida?
Yes.
A Florida man said, he has learned to lift his toilet lid, quote, with apprehension.
Oh,
now.
My God. I do that, too.
Hollywood, yes. Florida.
I
Bruce look. Blyer.
Oof.
He has had to contact a group called Iguana Lifestyles 3 times in under 1 year.
Jesus.
When
Christ.
He lifted his toilet to find an iguana inside the bowl. Every time I walk into the restroom, I open the lid with apprehension. Every time. This is twice in the last week, so it's happening more and more.
What do you do?
He said, one time it was funny, second time let's do something, but now third time, multiple attempts have been made to keep the lizards from returning. He says, we know it's not the vents. We looked for a little open sewer line around the house.
Yeah.
We haven't found one, so we need to find out before someone gets hurt.
What are you, I'm trying, as an actor, and you acted, so we're actors, and how would you, if you're reading a scene, the actor crosses downstage left to the toilet, opens a lid, and discovers an iguana. Okay. If so, what then? What do you do? Open the lid. There's an iguana. Holy shit. Do you shut?
Yeah. I'm not afraid of iguanas, but I mean, I'm not going to sit down and dangle my nethers down toward them, but
shut the lid and you keep flushing the toilet to drown it?
No.
Or open the lid and like steak knife it?
No, I close the lid and call an iguana rescue.
I'm just thinking of how this goes down. I've got an iguana with my foot on the toilet. I'm not letting this motherfucker let me get my phone out and look up how do I get an iguana out of my fucking house. This is all happening at the same time.
There's got to be some reptile rescue, especially around here. I mean, they get, you know, they go after gators all the time.
At one moment, point A, there was no iguana in your toilet. Now, point B.
Three.
Boom. There's three?
Well, three different times. They're coming in from somewhere.
We got to move. I'm serious. He's got... I don't know.
Iguanas in Florida, man.
Right. Is it legal to shoot in your toilet?
Well, probably. It's fire Florida, so
use it.
This says Japanese. This is Japan. This is, yes. Japanese police are hunting a wild monkey.
Yes.
That has attacked at least 18 people across 2 weeks.
Is it a pet? Is this a pet?
In the western city of Yamaguchi.
Oh, okay.
A baby and 2 4-year-old girls were also targeted by the Japanese macaque. A species native to the country, which can grow... Right. This is a British website, so it says...
Hello.
52 centimeters.
Right.
You know, a foot and a half, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Foot and a half.
And weigh just under 2 stone.
Okay. How much?
Isn't a stone 18 pounds, am I correct? Or 14?
God, so this is a 36-pound monkey? How much does a dog weigh? How much do you weigh, Shelby? How much do you weigh, buddy?
28 pounds is 2 stone, so it's 14 pounds.
So it's about the same size as the dog.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. With thumbs.
I don't know. I don't think that they make great pets.
The local mayor's office has distributed flyers warning people to beware of the rogue animal that first struck on July 8th in the Ogori district, telling them, don't leave your windows open. People have set up traps to try and catch the marauding primate.
Yeah.
In the most severe case, the monkey entered a family home and badly scratched a baby.
Shit.
The girl's mother told local media, I was vacuuming. I heard my child crying. I turned around and saw the monkey had grabbed her by the legs while she was playing on the floor, looking like it was trying to drag her outside.
Jesus. What do you think the dog's reaction would be if she even saw a monkey outside? Would she notice? Would she lose her shit?
Oh, yeah, I think she would. Yeah.
Yeah. They're all up. You see pet monkeys in Florida. You do. This is a pet monkey that got loose.
Yes.
What's wrong with people?
We've got a...
God, it's like, I need to be interesting. What kind of pet can I get? Well, I like dogs. Nah, everybody has a dog. I don't want to get a dog. Everybody's got one.
That's
where it comes from.
You can rip my face off.
That's not how you should think about living beings that you want to keep in your house and shit. Everybody's got a dog, so I want a monkey. Or a snake. Or a gerbil.
Yeah. It's insanity.
Yeah, it's crazy.
One more animal story.
Right.
Florida.
I saw a monkey at a comedy show once here. The lady just walked in. She had a monkey and, you know, didn't say much about it. Just walked in. I was like, are you here for the show? Just like, I don't know what responsibility do I have for the nice monkey?
A woman walking along a golf course near her home in Southwest Florida.
Alligators.
Was fatally attacked by two large alligators after she slipped and fell into a pond.
They're at a golf course.
Near
a golf course. They're all over the place at golf courses. And people, you're desensitized. You just see them all the time.
Boca Royale Golf and Country Club in Englewood, 30 miles south of Sarasota.
Why do you guys have fucking gators in your golf course?
Her body was found shortly afterwards. She was declared dead at the scene.
Yeah.
An alligator trapper removed two suspected alligators, one 8 feet 10 inches long.
That's big.
The other only 7 foot 7 inches long.
But sometimes these grow to like 12 feet, man. I mean, oh, fuck this. They're all over the place, these goddamn
The country
alligators.
Club is located in a 1,000-acre private gated community.
Woo!
White.
Right.
That features lakes and nature preserves, according to the website. Well,
yeah,
you preserved that nature.
Yeah. Keep preserving me. I'm going to eat one of you.
It's a gated community in South Sarasota County of about 1,000 acres with homes, lakes, golfing, and nature preserves.
Yeah. I bet you, geez.
There are about 1,000 homes on the property with several on the water.
Yeah, these alligators are like, this is the best thing that ever happened to us. I love this.
They did say they have warning signs about alligators.
These alligators are like, they put up these warning signs, but it's Florida, and people operate at like a fifth grade reading level. They're not going to pay attention or be able to read the signs.
More recently, a man was killed in South Carolina when an 11-foot alligator pulled him into a retention pond.
Yay.
In a Myrtle Beach Country Club community.
Well, that'll happen. That's just the breaks. He wasn't. I wonder if did they walk around with guns? Why?
Well, yes, but you know, not for the gators.
For the gators.
For the blacks,
man. That's crazy.
And the Browns.
Man. I don't know.
And the gays.
It's nuts. 8 foot long alligator. And the funny thing is, like, a gated community.
Yes.
We don't want nobody in here that we don't know. You got dinosaurs swimming around your neighborhood just waiting for you to fuck up. Waiting for you to fall.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yay.
Bottom of the hour here.
And if you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast, you're doing your walk, or you're running, or you're exercising outside, listening on earbuds, just stay aware of where you are. You're playing golf, look out for gators. If you're going to the toilet, there could be. Iguanas are big,
check for
man.
Iguanas. Check for snakes, too, right?
Yeah, keep out. What are you going to do to keep an iguana out of your toilet? What's the trick? What's the life hack?
Well, I guess you got to make sure the vents and the sewer lines are clear.
Yeah. Yeah.
And well, you can't really put a screen or anything in there because they get backed up.
How do people explain, like, I mean, I guess we have monkeys in Florida, but they're not native. We have pythons, but they're not native.
Here's that picture of the snake next to the pot plant. many of the comments were angry. They're like, you need to learn how to trim a pot plant. All the pot plant people were like, oh my God, that's just some wild bush. You need to trim that motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not thinking about that. I think when I saw that snake, this is what I thought. And I'm not saying this isn't right, but my initial thought was like, we got to kill that motherfucker. And I know it's a snake, right? It's a life.
Yes.
Life is precious, even that serpent, right? We love that snake because it's nature. Is that right? Is that how you're supposed to feel about it? Get away from the pot plant, you fucking snake, you.
Run like the wind, you're free, Shelby.
Boy, I tell you, I just don't. I don't like those things. Just, God. Oh, it's so horrible.
You're a snake hater.
I am. So what?
I am.
You know what? Maybe climate change will take care of that motherfucker. How do you like that, you dickhead?
Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yeah, go to Amazon.
You use that every time you go.
Get some. Can you buy anti-venom?
Huh?
Can you buy anti-venom on
Amazon? Probably not. It's probably reserved for healthcare professionals.
No, the rich people. They're the one that gets the anti-venom.
I've got this story. This is that's it for when animals get pissed, by the way.
Man, I was in the bushes today and my mom's doing some yard work and I was watching where I was putting my feet in my hands. A lot of people don't do that. That's how you get bit.
Oh, looks like we're off the air.
Oh, shit.
For some reason.
Some fucking.
Thank you for telling us on the internet, but we're going to plow ahead here for the recording.
Some weird Floridian reptile is gnawing through our cable. Now I'm gonna swim up through their fucking toilet. Fuck with them.
This is also from the HuffPo.
Yeah.
Did you see that our wonderful senator here in Florida?
Which one, Pat? There's so many to choose.
Little Marco.
Ooh.
Has said of the Marriage Protection Act, or whatever the hell they're calling it, that the Senate passed to protect same-sex marriage,
of course,
in the wake of these Christo-Nazis deciding that they're going to shove their religious bullshit into our orifices.
What does Foam Party Senator say?
He's not going. He's voting no, Ryan. He thinks it's silly and we don't need it.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thanks for the input. That's the input from our senator. It's silly.
Something like that. Yeah.
It's silly.
But they passed in the House.
Yeah.
A bill codifying protections for same-sex marriage.
Of course.
But 47 Republicans voted for it, miraculously.
Jeez. Well, they must be on LSD.
Not our representative here.
Maybe somebody put some Theragrips in their asshole and is releasing, you know, some sort of toxin that's making them make good decisions.
But the Democrats are eager to bring it to the floor in the Senate.
Right.
And let's make some of these motherfuckers go on the record voting against.
Yeah.
Protecting same-sex marriages.
So it won't go through because too many people will vote against it.
Oh, they'll filibuster it. We'll be done.
See, this is not a plan. This is bullshit. This is the House doing their job, and then after that, it's not a plan. This is hope. This is...
So this issue is vexing the Republicans, Ryan, because they know that right now more than like three-quarters of the country are like, they're fine with it. You know, they don't care. They're fine with it or don't care. Right. There's only a small percentage of the country that's like, oh, we don't mind it. And fuck them.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
This planet feels like it's like it'll last as long as progressives can fight off conservatives from fucking it up. You know, because we're going to go down. You know, it'll be a scathing descent from a SCOTUS. Or, you know, I want to watch these motherfuckers vote no on this shit just to shame them. That is not a plan. That is literally nothing.
Right. Yeah, not a.
It's not a plan.
I don't know. I guess it's not the best.
No, it's not. It's like hope. I mean, that's like with the Bernie bros. They're like, this is a symbolic vote against Biden. Well, what's your plan to protect us from the Nazis then?
From the Nazis? Protect us from the Nazis?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
That's the goal.
Yes! That's the only goal!
Oh, oops!
The only goal!
Is that the goal? Oops!
It's the only goal, because there's Nazis. When Nazis show up, then the only goal becomes, we have to make the Nazis go away.
Yes.
That's what Brad Pitt said.
Let's see. I've got another story here. Yeah, we're definitely off the air here. Sorry about that. Shit. I mean, you can't hear me.
What are we going to do?
We're sorry about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's Florida, right?
I wonder if this was that credit card thing again.
No, I think there's too much probably anal sex the zip code.
It's supposed to be auto charging, and it stopped all of a sudden, for no reason.
Yeah.
And even though the account says it's on auto, it's been a couple times it's kicked us out.
They're fucking up.
And hasn't charged it. And I think that's what happened again.
Right. Is not Jesus?
No, I think it's...
Jesus is like,
I think it's,
this...
It's suspended for non-pay. But we tried.
This podcast is getting no more internet. Sorry. I'm Jesus, and I'm saying no.
So we won't be able to finish this show live.
Oh, fuck.
Well, I probably could if we get the, we have to get the credit card number.
Yeah.
Also in the news.
Right.
Let's see what we've got is. We did. We talked about. We did Rudy. That's not a great way to say that.
Well, Rudy's cousin did Rudy.
So the Republicans are trying to tap dance, about the gay marriage stuff. Only right. Four senators so far have expressed support for openness to codifying protections.
That the thing is, people are married. This is like another thing, like this whole like abortion ban. Lots of issues with this. It's a bigger thing than the Republicans.
Yes,
you know, and all of a sudden, if a bunch of people are married, and then you tell them, "Hey, you're not married again anymore legally," isn't there like consequences that we have to deal with because of that? I mean, doesn't that fuck a lot of shit up?
Well, yeah, sure.
I mean, in Georgia, if you're married and if you're in a same-sex marriage and then they make marriage equality go away, does some jackbooted thug show up to your house and say, "Hi, give up that marriage certificate. I legally have to tear it up," or something like
that? Well, yeah.
I
mean, what happens? Your protections, your insurance, your all the legal protections that come with being married are no longer recognized? Is that what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Are they just going to say, we don't care anymore?
Right.
We don't recognize it?
What? Why is it that conservatives, they just want to rip shit up and then you have problems like, oh, look, now we have Brexit.
Yeah.
Now what?
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you. I could pay this with PayPal right now.
No.
Maybe. But then it'll, we'll do it later. It's got the card. I just need the security card.
You know what you do? I just thought of this. This is a great idea. Give the username and password out and see if anybody wants to log in.
Pay it for us?
Pay it.
Yeah. Problem is nobody can hear us to do it.
Oh, Shelby.
So...
You'll get my Venmo. Maybe Matt Gaetz will pay it on his Venmo.
This is from the... God, the dog is making me crazy doing something out there. This is...
Get in here.
Biden, President Biden is now taking executive action.
Because yes.
Congress won't do fuck.
Yeah.
Unveiling a series of new executive actions to confront the mounting effects of global climate change.
Yay!
Following another stalled legislative push from the president and the Senate Democrats to try to secure billions of dollars in climate and clean energy investments scuttled by one person.
Joe Manchin.
Let's remind everyone.
Yeah. Cool.
Biden detailed the unilateral effort during the visit to the shuttered Brayton Point coal-fired power plant in Massachusetts.
Yes.
Where the facility is now being transformed into a manufacturing hub for submarine cables that will be used on offshore wind farms.
Oh, geez.
Now being developed off the East Coast. So they closed some nasty coal plant and they turned it into a place that's making shit for wind farms.
We're going to kill some eagles.
Oh, yes. It's very dangerous. And all the cancer.
Eagles don't like...
The wind cancer you get.
But former President Trump, eagles don't like you. We have evidence. Right? Didn't that eagle attack him? I love that eagle.
Biden said, let me be clear, climate change is an emergency. In the coming weeks, I'm going to use the power I have as president to turn these words into formal official government actions through the appropriate proclamations, executive orders, and regulatory power that a president possesses.
Yeah.
When it comes to fighting climate change, I will not take no for an answer.
Good.
There's only so much you can do, though.
Did Joe Manchin hear him say this? Does Manchin understand this is an emergency?
He's
just on his boat.
The Interior Department, for the first time, will propose establishing a pair of offshore wind areas in the Gulf of Mexico, encompassing some 700,000 acres off the coasts of Texas and Louisiana. Biden also directed the Interior Department to advance offshore wind off the mid and southern Atlantic coast. Oh, it's so ugly. As well as off of Florida's Gulf Coast. Remember Trump said he hates it because they ruined. Remember the Hamptons? They were all upset at the Hamptons that they were going to put some wind farms there. Yeah.
You don't think it's cool?
I can't see. What about my beautiful view of the ocean?
No, no, it's cool, man. You're like, look at that shit. That's powering my window unit, my AC. Isn't that neat?
Last week, Senator Joe Manchin ruled out any new climate spending in a scaled down social spending package, upending months of negotiations.
It's hot as shit, Joe.
Manchin subsequently said he's still open to a bigger deal that includes climate funding, and he just wanted to see what July's inflation numbers looked like first.
Do you think, hey Manchin, what are you negotiating with? Are you negotiating with the earth? I think maybe I will handle climate change, but inflation might still be happening. If we have inflation, but don't have any air to breathe, it doesn't make a difference. Inflation doesn't matter. Inflation doesn't matter. How hot was it in the UK?
Really hot.
Yeah. The earth doesn't give a fuck about inflation. Right? The environment's like, ooh, I'm going to have a hurricane maybe, but wait, let me check the numbers, the inflation numbers.
Like it was 40 degrees Celsius.
Right. Well, I'm a dumb fucking American.
104.
Yeah. That's hot as shit. What's the inflation?
For a country that's not made for that at all. Nah, they ain't made for that at all.
Right. Jeez.
No offense.
Yeah.
But they're not prepared for that kind of bullshit.
I can't believe he said that. I'm going to check the inflation numbers first.
I'm going to check the inflation number first. Climate and environmental activists condemned the coal state Democrat for negotiating in bad faith and urged Biden to immediately use his executive powers, including declaring a national climate emergency to curb planet warming greenhouse gas emissions.
Are we going to get Rahm Emanuel to go down to West Virginia with a suitcase full of compromise, lay it out for this guy and say, listen, you got to start playing ball or we're just going to leak this shit, you know? Or something.
The White House signaled Biden plans to take additional executive action on climate in the coming days and weeks.
Yeah. It's crazy, too. Is he doing that? It feels so reactionary. It's because it's hot, you know? Do we generally deal with climate change only when it's really fucking hot? And it's like, oh, wow, this is scary.
Well, yeah, but storms, I mean, Britain's had crazy storms. They've had, you know, everything. Everywhere is everything's more extreme everywhere.
Yeah.
But the Republicans, there's a blizzard. There goes your global warming. Well, no, that's more proof, you fucking moron, that the climate is fucked and that there are bigger emergencies, bigger storms,
right?
Nastier storms.
Because this dude on NPR was like, we still have seasons, but it's going to be against the backdrop of climate change.
Yes.
So there you go. Does that help these idiots?
No.
Okay.
No, that doesn't help them at all. They're greedy. They're evil fuck monsters. They're greed. They've known since the 70s.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Their scientists have been 60s probably that coal and oil are a direct contributor, to what we've got going on.
It's like,
and a contributor.
Yeah. Climate change needs to affect golf. And then.
Golf? The game?
They all play golf. These assholes all play golf. And if it fucked their golf up, then they would do something about climate change.
But it won't fuck their golf up. They're protected. They build up their courses. Remember Trump wanted to, didn't Trump get in trouble in Scotland for doing something to the shoreline, like trying to build up part of the shoreline that was against the rules or something?
Oh, because he's worried about his beautiful courses
erosion or something. Yes, I think. I thought he got in trouble in Scotland. He wanted to do some shit in Scotland. They're like, no, you're not doing that.
I'm not going to let Mother Nature fuck this up.
Nah, you fucking cunt, you're not doing that. Couple minutes left here on the big show that nobody's listening to live.
Yay.
We appreciate the download as as a podcast, of course, which is actually how we get most of our listeners.
Yeah.
We were praying and I was reminded that day that number 46 had just signed a bill that was going to try to promote abortion. And while that happened, when we were prophesying, praying, declaring, we pray a good 2 hours every Friday night for the nation.
Oh, they prophesy and pray every Friday night for the nation. This is Prophet Donna Rigney. I don't think we've heard from her before.
She sounds familiar.
Prophet Donna Rigney. I don't know if
but it's tough because all these prophets, not to generalize, but a lot of them sound
stupid.
Yes.
So she's talking about, of course, Biden when she says 46.
Prophesying, praying, declaring, we pray a good 2 hours every Friday night for the nation. And while we were doing that, the shudder came through my whole body from the top of my head all the way down to my feet. My whole body shuddered. And I felt the wrath of God. You know, we hear of the mercy of God and the love of God. And it's so true. He's the most merciful, loving, compassionate, wonderful God. But he also has wrath against those that hurt his beloved, his loved ones.
Yeah. He's really mad about these robots that are blowing up your ass right now. He's very upset.
I was going to say God, if you go against God or his beloved or whatever the fuck she's saying, he sends the anal nanobots. That's his wrath.
Oh, you think that's God's wrath?
The Theragrabbers.
Sure, it's not Satan going up your asshole?
Right. That's true. I don't know.
Has wrath against those that hurt his beloved, his loved ones. Yeah. And I felt the wrath of God. And I actually felt afraid for 46. I was like, oh my goodness. I wouldn't want to be in that person's shoes for anything in the world.
Oh, she's worried for poor Joe Biden that the Lord is pissed off and is going to smite him.
If you asked Joe Biden, would you switch places with this prophet? He would tell you to go fuck yourself.
I wouldn't want to be in that person's shoes for anything in the world. Because God has taken a stand. Oh, this thing's overturned. These babies are no longer to be a sacrifice to the spirit of Baal. Oh, if there will no longer be these blood sacrifices given, this thing is to be stopped. And this 40.
Meanwhile, she has got some crazy artwork in the background.
Yeah.
She's got a it looks like an explosion of flames with an American eagle coming out of it. It's a painting, and clutched in the American eagle's talons is of course, the American flag. And then there's like a lion in another one.
Yeah,
and the lion is roaring.
Okay,
or screaming or belching or something. Yes. But its mouth is wide open, and there seems to be like mist spraying out of the lion's mouth, like an aerosol spray. What is going on with this fucked up artwork?
The eagle with the American flag is pretty cool.
Particularly crazy.
I'm actually surprised it's not a Confederate flag, but okay.
To the spirit of Baal. Ho! If there will no longer be these blood sacrifices given, this thing is to be stopped. And this 46 is trying to come against God and what God has declared and decreed.
What is this ho that she's doing? She's ho.
I think that might be her thing.
This is part of her thing, you think?
Yeah.
When the spirit's speaking through her?
Right.
Ho!
It's like when on the Larry Sanders Show, when Hank says, hey now.
Oh, yes.
We are going to be talking about legal immigration today on the show for our first segment. And there's too much of it. There's way too much. And it's
listen to this insightful, political, hard-hitting commentary.
Way too much. Way too much.
Earlier, we played Dalton Clodfelter on his program.
Nine!
On the Stu Peters Network. Well, this is his guest host. He was off for this show.
Oh, okay.
And this is Tyler Russell. Guest host of The Right Dissident.
Does does your agent call you and say, Tyler, I've got a great opportunity
for you? Oh, it's great. Yes.
You're going to guest host.
We are going to be talking about legal immigration today on the show for our first segment. And there's too much of it. There's way too much. And it's the exact same as illegal immigration as well. As true America First patriots, we don't want any immigration. None at all.
Meanwhile, this guy's Canadian.
You're Canadian, but you live in America? Oh, okay.
Any immigration. None at all. America is a white and Christian nation, and this should not be controversial.
It's that same cadence that that Fuentes has, right?
There's irony here, right? Because
we're going to talk about immigration, and there's too much of it. That's it. Too much of it.
Hot
too many browns.
Hot take, motherfucker. What a sociologist. Way too much.
Way too many browns.
What's that like when? In Amadeus, when who says too many notes? There's too many notes, Mozart.
Oh, yeah.
Too many notes.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing. He's on the internet at Rated R Comedy, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great day, evening, blah, blah, blah. We'll hit you up on Thursday.
TTFN.
Watch out for those butt robots.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.